I should say, I have to say, it's, I always say he cannot talking with me on the phone too much, because secret police may be very interesting listening what we talk. Oh, okay, yeah. My name is Bei Ling. I'm Chinese writer, or I'm Chinese poet, or I'm editor, a literature editor for work. First time I met Ai Weiwei in end of 1980s. I think so probably it's end of 1988. I'm first time visiting America. So we have a common friend, name is Yan Li. He also poet and an artist. So I still remember it's Yan Li bring me to East Village. So try can meet Ai Weiwei. East 7th Street. That's a very special memory. I hope so I'm not forget. Yeah, I remember I just, before I walk in his place, I already see him on the street. That's why it's very interesting. It's the street, we see each other, he's wear Chinese coat, long, you know, old army's long coat. That's probably, I think, maybe end of year. That means weather is not very hot. It's already a little bit like a half winter that time. He say it's the most interesting, exciting place. Also, he's joking with me. He say, if you come here, do not worry visa or not visa. You arrive to America, you already it's a citizen. Nobody can force you leave. He gave me first, I remember he gave me first talk, because he probably feel I'm just arrived to America, maybe worry, visa problem. He say, if you want to spend more time, just stay. Do not worry. Yeah, do not afraid. Then sometimes he can bring you to see, you know, all street people. He see everybody, he say hello. Yeah, so I remember it's always have some, you know, it's a black friend or some, maybe they always see each other, always, you know, say hello, fuck you, man, hello, fuck you, man. It's like, a, you know, say hello. That's a very special meaning. It's in fuck you, man, in village, in Manhattan, just like say hello, not means, you know, rude words. I feel he's a little bit, you know, crazy, and I feel he's... more hyper, and also I can feel he always want to joking something. He always want, you know, give you some little bit crazy, you know, it's a game. He's not seriously talking with you something. He just give you some, you know. He also a little bit shy. He's shy, and he's not very, you know, easy shy. It's all in his, you know, same time. I know he freedom for him most important, and that means he want real freedom. I wish he can as soon as possible can free do his work, give his opinion like a, you know, like a, every citizen if they want talk, and he can. Someday he can traveling again. Maybe he can show his face in some exhibition in this world, his exhibition. Like maybe he can arrive to Sweden in Stockholm in his exhibition, or maybe he can go into Berlin, enjoy his 3 years professor job in art university. He's the most relaxed person I saw in New York. He's a Chinese artist. Because he never work, I feel. He's always walk around the street.